God crafted Eden, a garden of vibrant beauty. Adam and Eve, the first humans, dwelled within its embrace, their days filled with the gentle murmur of streams and the sweet scent of blossoms. God, their loving creator, bestowed upon them the bounty of Eden, with one exception, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, its fruit forbidden. Adam and Eve, innocent and trusting, lived in blissful harmony, their lives a reflection of Eden's perfection. Animals roamed freely, their interactions peaceful and harmonious. Each sunrise brought renewed joy, a testament to God's unwavering love. One day, as they strolled through the garden's verdant expanse, they encountered a serpent, its scales shimmering under the sun. Unlike the other creatures, this serpent possessed an unsettling intelligence, its gaze sharp and knowing. It slithered closer, its voice a whisper of temptation, weaving a tale of forbidden knowledge, of becoming as gods. It painted a picture of empowerment, a world where their understanding transcended their current state of blissful ignorance. Eve, captivated by the serpent's allure, found herself drawn to the forbidden fruit. The desire to know, to understand, to transcend their present reality proved too strong to resist. She plucked the fruit, its skin smooth and inviting, and offered it to Adam. He, bound to her by love and a shared curiosity, partook of the fruit as well. In an instant, their perception shifted. The world, once a paradise of simple joy, now revealed its complexities, its shadows, as well as its light. Shame replaced innocence, and the once harmonious relationship between Adam and Eve fractured under the weight of their newfound awareness. The garden, once a sanctuary, now felt like a prison, its beauty tainted by the bitter knowledge of their transgression. They saw themselves, naked and vulnerable, for the first time, acutely aware of their own mortality and the consequences of their actions. God, witnessing their disobedience, felt a profound sorrow. The paradise he had created was shattered, its perfect harmony irrevocably broken. He banished Adam and Eve from Eden, their expulsion marking the end of their idyllic existence and the beginning of a world forever changed by the weight of knowledge and the consequences of choice. The garden, once a symbol of pure innocence, became a poignant reminder of what was lost to paradise forever beyond their reach.